I'm here to claim, I want to tell the real story about my game. Just a little tune about graffiti. The idea is to let you know that graffiti is rocking and it's on the go. And there's a lot more to it if you check into it, but the problem is you're probably looking right through it. It started for me back in 72. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I saw names everywhere, style, color, and flair. I knew I had to join in. I knew my answer was there. It was Tacky being tacky with his dry mark pen, and he was writing his name way back then. Frank 207, SJK, Cover 144, and the UGA. Things to stay high. Graffiti is a thing that's kind of hard to explain. It's not just running around spray painting your name. It starts as a game, can't stay the same. Dedication makes you put it in a different frame. Show 136. And there were writers in the past who I bet if you asked would say graffiti cannot last. But they crossed that rail and they blazed that trail. And it's because of them that I won't fail. You know, they jumped that fence, they crossed that track. And it's because of them that I can never be the whack. And you know that. There's a side that's good and there's a side that's bad. And on the inside, graffiti's always had that individual desire, which I guess I most admire, that need to bomb to set things on fire.
Down by law.
I painted the train and I called it break. I guess until then I wasn't really awake. I realized then what I could do. I just check out the scene from a whole new view. It wasn't hard to see, it didn't take much time. I started out with a death design. There were no letters there, but I didn't care.